I have two students for a general class this morning. Their names are Tony and Greg. I'm going to walk you through the process of how I planned this class and show you a document that I made. But before I do that, I'm going to tell you what their skill sets are, and I want you to think about what you might do before you listen to what I'm going to do. So at some point, pause the recording and think about what you would do. Tony is a complete beginner. He came for his free trial last week, and he signed up. He knew nothing about the guitar. We did three string, G chord and C chord. That's all we did, and maybe a little tablature, Ode to Joy, I think we read. And Greg knows his major and minor pentatonics, but not super well. And he knows some theory, but not super well either. He tends to be, he just needs focus in those areas, but he can do them. He's got a sharp ear, and he knows his scales when he focuses. What would you do there? You know, when I first saw their names, I'm like, oh my goodness, what am I going to do? Like, it is a thought that goes through my head, and that's a good thought. Like, it's like it gives you the inspiration to be creative, to come up with something. You're always going to be able to, especially with two people, you can teach two people very easily. And I shouldn't even say it like that. You can teach a group of 10 people very easily. It's just the more people you have in the group, the more broad you have to think. In this particular case, I'm going to tell you what I planned, but please pause the recording right now and come up with, write down at least three ideas of what you could do. And I'm going to stop the recording right here, and I'll start it in a different file, and you can play it when you're ready.